if it is midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, you would say it's
half past.
And suppose that it's 15 minutes after that point.
Quarter after.
Okay. And you say the last year business wasn't very good, but you hope it'll be better
this year. Well, mine hasn't been very good this year.
So far.
No, I just hope I get through the rest of it without any more disasters.
Did your home burn this year?
It was the 13th of December of last year.
Oh, it was?
Just before Christmas.
That's an awful loss. How long have you lived there?
49 years.
49 years?
We went there when we married.
Automobile accident and losing your home.
Yes, that really was a blow.
I
didn't save anything out of the house, not a thing.
Were you there?
Yes, and came very near being in it myself. This dog was the cause of my being out of it. She jumped off the foot of my bed and ran in the next room, and I thought she was scratching on the floor like she does, and it was the fire crackling. So I just did get out.
What
caused it? I don't know. I think it must have been the faulty wiring. The house was old. They never did determine what the trouble was.
That would be a real loss. If you have the energy, I would like to have you put on tape, or I'd be very happy to come back tomorrow and have you tell me more things about the town that
I'd love for you to take a picture of that stone, if you do that, of the monument of Fairfax, Washington.
Yes. Would you have time tomorrow to see me again?
Tomorrow afternoon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be fine. And then perhaps we could go around and
I'll ask Flora Lee if it would be convenient for us to come over there to see the house, her house, the Brinkley home.
Right.
If you'd like that.
Yes, I would. And you mentioned somebody who has some man in the country who has relics.
I can't think how to get to that place. There's somebody I could call. I don't know whether I can. The old road, I know, is not hard to passable to his home out in that direction, but it could be that I could go the highway and go to his place. I'm just not sure. I'd have to ask some of the neighbors.
All right. Could I ask the extension agent? I wonder, would he know?
He might know. Robert George is the man, his name.
George is his wife?
Robert George, huh? And I know he lives in the neighborhood of the old oil well, where they drill for oil, but I just don't know whether I could get there or not. But they could tell you, I expect some of the men that go all over the county that way. I just don't know whether, when I worked all over the county, I knew just about where I was, but it's been so many years and the roads have changed that I don't know whether I could get there or not.
I'll ask the extension agent, do you think he would be willing to go through this series of questions?
I don't know him well enough to know.
Does he like people, does he like talking?
I really don't know the man myself. I've never had any occasion to be around him or know anything about him.
An exercise like this takes a lot of endurance and patience.
It's been fun to me.